When Minnesota legislators passed the seatbelt gag rule in 1963, wearing a seatbelt was optional, and considerable debate raged over whether seatbelts could prevent injuries. So it was in this context that legislators ensured that a driver who caused a crash could not parcel off some of the blame on the so-called innocent driver for failing to wear a seatbelt. It would be at least another year before car makers would begin touting seatbelts as a safety feature, as in this 1965 ad for Ford featuring a talking seatbelt.
You know, at night, us seatbelts have safety drill in our beautiful Ford LTD. Yeah. I take the wheel, check the outside rearview mirror, check the optional safety convenience control panel. Seatbelts, fasten.
Today, motorists are legally required to wear seatbelts in 48 states, including Minnesota. Authorities generally agree seatbelts and child safety seats save lives as well as prevent injuries. With that in mind, some like Amy Marsden want the Minnesota gag rule repealed.
It's frustrating for me, and it should be frustrating as a community, that the Minnesota seatbelt gag law, that it protects people that don't wear seatbelts, but it's hurting our case.
Marsden's three-year-old daughter Riley suffered severe brain damage following a crash in 1996 that left Riley semi-comatose, unable to talk, walk, and eat. Riley's daycare provider was at the wheel at the time of the crash. The Minnesota Court of Appeals ruled the seatbelt gag rule barred Amy Marsden from showing in court that the daycare provider failed to put Riley in a safety seat, as she was legally required to do.
I thought, as a parent, I thought I covered myself by signing this contract that she made available to me. She's the one that brought it forth that she would have my children in car seats and seatbelts, and now there is no recourse.
I'd have to say, just in general, we think gag rules are really a lousy idea.
Jim Kane of Ford Motor Company in Dearborn, Michigan. Kane says Ford supports repealing Minnesota's gag rule, even though that could mean the company could face seatbelt lawsuits down the road.
I guess the one thing that works in our favor is the fact that defects are extremely rare, particularly in safety systems like seatbelts. You know, that's not to say that there's, you know, never been a seatbelt failure, but the greater good for everybody comes in supporting a public policy that encourages seatbelt use.
One group that disagrees with a total repeal of the law is the Minnesota Trial Lawyers Association. The group's president, Bill Harper, says while it's a good idea to allow evidence against manufacturers for a faulty restraint design, it's a bad idea to repeal the gag rule in personal injury cases.
You take that away, and what you're doing is creating a windfall for the insurance industry to come in and argue, well, if the seatbelt had been used, then these damages would have in some fashion been minimized, but then you run into engineering principles. You get the jury in a position where they're guessing as opposed to making a rational decision on who truly was at fault in the collision itself.
A bill moving through the legislature mirrors the trial lawyer's view. It calls for a partial repeal of the gag rule. Its author, Representative Mary Jo McGuire of Falcon Heights, says, however, she'd like to repeal the gag rule entirely, but says the full legislature won't support it.
I personally have carried the bill to repeal the entire gag rule, and I could not get a hearing, and I could not get enough agreement to get it passed. So then I said, well, at least where we have found these items to be defective, we should be able to bring cases in those instances. So you just take what you can get.
Amy Marsden says she has a hard time understanding who legislators are protecting.
I think even as lawyers and as congresspeople and people that are dealing with passing this bill, is they have no children like Riley. And I will make her voice heard, and the law will change. I think everybody can go around dealing with paperwork and laws and their theories, but there's also a person behind all this. And I'm sitting here looking at her, and there's a person.
Marsden says she's writing a personal letter to Governor Jesse Ventura in hopes he can support a full change in the seatbelt gag rule. 2 years ago, Governor Arnie Carlson vetoed a bill virtually identical to this year's legislation, saying he could not support a bill that did not repeal the gag rule entirely. I'm Elizabeth Stawicki, Minnesota Public Radio.